Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 95.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where you can hear some popular blogs covering health and fitness, read to you by me, Dr. Neil. But not on Fridays, because every Friday I do something else. I take your audio questions from oldpodcast.com, play them right here, and answer them for you. It's like getting free advice from me, so keep sending in those great questions. So yes, I am here recording today's episode, which means I survived Thanksgiving yesterday. It was a great time, full of family and friends, and you know what? I was actually quite good about what I ate. I definitely try and practice what I preach. I don't want to gain the 8 pounds like I did a few years back over the holidays, so I was actually pretty good. I did indulge a little bit, but you know what? I'm back on track today. I thank you so much for listening today. I know today's Black Friday, so I know you may be running around town doing all of your holiday shopping, but thank you again for listening to the show. If you want to be a part of the show and have a great chance to win books from us, definitely ask us a question. You can call in anytime. The number is 61 I Love OHD, where OHD stands for Optimal Health Daily. Or you can send a voice message in at oldpodcast.com using your computer's microphone or even your smartphone. It's really easy, and you can do as many takes as you like. And again, we're doing special raffles for people that submit a question. You'll have a really good chance of winning books and more. So again, just come by oldpodcast.com to send one in or call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Now, what makes me so qualified to answer your questions? Besides being a full-time nerd, I do have some degrees in public health. I have my doctorate in public health as well as my master's. My emphasis was chronic disease prevention and nutrition. So I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, as well as a certified personal trainer or exercise physiologist. I'm also a full-time professor at Bastyr University in California, where I'm the program lead for the Master of Science in Nutrition for Wellness program, as well as adjunct faculty at 2 other universities. And I always say, I promise, to the best of my ability, I will answer your question with the truth. I tell the truth, and I pride myself on that. So with that, let's hear today's question as we start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My question is regarding the so many shakes or supplements that are out there in the market that everybody seems to be drinking and everybody seems to be an expert. I wonder about updated reviews and research on them. They're really necessary. I am a mother of 2 very young children and I'm always on the go and sometimes lacking time to eat properly. And I would like to know if there are really any health benefits by consuming these shakes. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Monica. I can definitely relate to wanting to eat on the run, especially today, like Black Friday, where I may not get a chance to eat because I'm shopping. I often find myself running late to a meeting too, or running out of the house to catch my morning train to work. Yes, we actually do have commuter trains in California. Now, having something that's quick, easy, and nutritionally balanced to eat while I'm racing down the highway would definitely be helpful. Food manufacturers are aware of this problem and have created a number of convenience products to meet this demand. Large corporations like Nestle, which owns Carnation, have marketed all-in-one shakes that supposedly provide a nutritionally balanced meal in a tasty, easy-to-consume package. There are so many varieties of these products out there that I won't be able to discuss them all here, but hopefully after listening to this, you'll get a sense of where to begin your quest for a better meal replacement. I'm actually going to start today in the Silicon Valley area of California, which is basically an area of California known for its high concentration of technology industries. Two products have become quite popular amongst the computer programming crowd over the past year, Soylent and Schmilk. The name Soylent may sound familiar because of the 1973 film titled Soylent Green, starring Charlton Heston. Spoiler alert, Soylent Green was a food product in the film and was manufactured using human flesh. Why a company would want to name its product after such an awful recipe is beyond me and probably the topic of a different podcast. Plus, whenever I think of this film, I think of the late, great Phil Hartman's impression of Charlton Heston running around wearing an ascot yelling, "Soylent Green is still made of people. It's made of people." So I can't help but laugh, but I digress. I should be clear that the Soylent I'm discussing here is not made of people. Rather, Soylent and Schmilk are designed to be meal replacement shakes. The companies market these products as nutritionally complete, well-balanced alternatives for those on the go. Now, what is it that's so attractive about these two products? I mean, obviously, it's not the name. Well, they're relatively cheap, quick, and easy to make, all qualities similar to a very popular food movement, fast food. So, of course, this would be a successful campaign. These products are likely popular in Silicon Valley of all places because A, these folks are often really busy with little time to prepare meals, and B, these products are popular on websites like Reddit and Hacker News, which may be read by those in the tech industry. Now, here's what I think about the products themselves. While Soylent's nutrient profile ingredients seem appropriate, nothing beats consuming whole foods. For example, the simple act of chewing helps us partially digest food, which then makes it more biologically available to the rest of our body. If food is pre-mixed and blended, we skip some of that process. Just because it's in liquid form doesn't make it more bioavailable for the body. Additionally, Soylent came under fire last year because their product contained high levels of lead and cadmium. Whether or not this is true, this brings up an important point. Products like these do not undergo the same regulation as foods you would find at your local supermarket, so you can't always be sure what you're getting. Now, Schmilk provides high doses of most vitamins and minerals, which may lead to some unwanted side effects, such as stomach pain, vomiting, and dizziness. So ultimately, I wouldn't recommend these products until their safety has been accurately tested and approved by an independent third-party organization. Also, because of their high vitamin and mineral content, I would not recommend these products for those with a history of liver or kidney disorders. Okay, so what about long-established products like Carnation breakfast shakes or Ensure? Many clinicians use these for hospitalized patients or those that simply aren't able to consume enough nutrients through their diet alone. So they're often called meal replacement shakes. While these products will likely not have the same issues with quality and purity like those made by smaller companies, we still need to be careful. This is because these meal replacements are often loaded with sugar. And again, while they do provide vitamins and minerals, they are not going to contain all of the nutrients you would find in real food sources. What most experts recommend is that if you're still able to eat, eat whole foods. If, however, you're unable to eat and are at risk for malnutrition, these types of meal replacements are better than nothing. Just so I don't leave you hanging, here are some helpful guidelines to follow if you're considering using a shake as a quick snack. 1. Be sure it's 200 calories or less per serving. 2. look at the ingredients list. The first ingredient should be something other than water or sugar. For example, if the first ingredient is milk, that's fine. But if it's something ending in OSE, like sucrose, fructose, polydextrose, glucose, etc., choose another product. This is because if sugar is listed near the top of the ingredients list, the shake is made mostly of sugar. 3. Protein. Aim for 10 to 20 grams per serving. 4. The product should have less than 6 grams of total fat. And 5. The product should have no more than 40 grams of total carbohydrate. Now, let's not forget that the creators of these products are entrepreneurs or business folks. They, of course, want to create a successful business, which is great. But we need to make sure that we understand what we're feeding our bodies. We should have a fairly good idea of whether these foods will do more good than harm. I'm not convinced that when consumed regularly, these products will do us much good, especially if we're able to chew and eat our foods and don't have a pre-existing condition.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for the question, Monica. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be on this show and have a really good chance to win free books from us, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your question or call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. There's a great chance it'll be played and answered right here on the podcast, and you'll be entered into those drawings to win books every month. That wraps up 95 episodes of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much again for all your support. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. This is my favorite part of the show, so keep those questions coming. Enjoy your Black Friday. Be safe out there. And I'll continue the show on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.